I was lost in a shuffle, babe. Lost and halfway gone. Oh, I know you and that vengeful woman inside. Oh, am I welcome? I'm new in this countryside. Time is a healer that rescued me. The blues led to the fire.
picture of time clocks. I was never the one who had lots. I was only good at one thing, ringing bells, kissing rings. A heart can't heal one's padlocked. Never meant to be the one who was tedious. I always want to be the one who leads us on things that came to mind, never on someone else's dime, as the hunter explains to the fox. Time and time again, hard as hell to get up in the conclusions. Time will set you back, will heal all your wounds. If the darkness sets in, it creeps up on you like a man typecast the fool.
Time box. I'm ready. And that was Joe Bonamassa with from his album Time Clocks. We heard The Heart That Never Waits and Time Clocks. It's 7:12. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and I do apologize to the folks who thought that they had a free hour. I should have made an announcement that I was actually going to do 2 hours. And I'm sure you've all heard about inflation and how things really, really do seem to cost more. So we're bringing you this piece of information to get a perspective. When the pandemic began and a lot of folks started panic buying, I was irritated. However, the family figured out a way to work around the lack of hand sanitizer and Lysol. Now, the shortage of toilet paper was a bit trickier, but we would routinely run out to scavenge like a Rishon from The Walking Dead. Did you find any? Was the text I received, and I'd say, yep, I found 2 packs of 1-ply at a Stop and Shop. 1-ply, my God, these are indeed the end of days. But now we have a real supply chain issue that I fear may send much of American society into complete chaos. We're running low on bacon. And because of that scarcity, during the last 12 months, the cost for a slab has increased by nearly 28% since this time a year ago. Even factoring in inflation, the cost of bacon is the highest it has been in 40 years, according to a CNN report. Now, you can take that source with a grain of salt or the whole shaker, but industry experts do not expect the price of bacon to come down anytime soon. It is apparently going to be joined by steaks, eggs, other items, but the cost of bacon was already skyrocketing. In President Barack Obama's first year in office, a pound cost $3.57. In President Donald Trump's last year, it was $5.83. That's an average increase of 75 cents a term. Vegans and vegetarians who are accustomed to tie-dyed soy strips masquerading as meat may not have noticed. Those who don't eat pork for religious reasons have God on their side. But for those of us who enjoy several strips of bacon with our breakfast, why, we might even like bacon-wrapped donuts, the crippling of the domestic pork supply chain is a real issue. Don't try to sell us turkey bacon. We don't buy the claim that it's just as good. That's akin to telling a coffee drinker that the smell of green tea steeping in the kitchen can wake you in the morning as well. Of course, people in California were already bracing for a significant bacon price increase because of the 2018 passage of Proposition 12. Effective in 2022, that law requires breeding pigs and their piglets to be raised in a space of at least 24 square feet per pig. As of July, only 4% of pork suppliers met that standard. If the state lost half its pork supply, bacon could see a 60% price spike starting this month. But what's driving up prices now? It starts with those aforementioned panic buyers who bought up all of the hand sanitizer, four-ply tissue, toilet tissue that is, and apparently bacon, among other poultry and meat items. Also, because the pandemic forced facility closures, millions of pigs were euthanized. Not to mention the problem of actually getting your pigs to a meat processing place. And who can forget about America's favorite boogeyman, corporate greed? When I was in preschool, the four largest processing companies controlled 33% of the market. By 2018, they now controlled 70%. That's because since the mid-1990s, 70% of the country's hog farms were shuttered, enabling just a handful of conglomerates to dictate costs. And that always works out well for us consumers, correct? In January, Tyson Foods said it would pay $221.5 million to settle claims that it inflated chicken prices. In February of this past year, Pilgrim's Pride Corporation pleaded guilty to its role in a conspiracy to fix chicken prices and rig bids, incurring a $107 million fine. Now, I don't think my memory lies, but as I recall, Maryland was totally without chicken this past year because the main processing plant in Maryland had more than half of their people out sick with various strains of COVID. Now, obviously, if you don't eat a chicken and you don't eat bacon, you may think you're all set. But the same kind of staffing issues are crippling our hospitals. And Maine is at least several weeks behind trying to process 46,000 positive COVID cases. Yes, I said 46,000 to actually put them in. They have finally started adding some cities to the wastewater data, which seems one of the more reliable indicators of how various surges are advancing and receding. So last month, the Biden administration announced plans to address the rising cost of bacon and the lesser meats, stating it is taking strong actions to crack down on illegal price fixing, enforce antitrust laws, and bring more transparency to the meat processing industry. In the meantime, real decisions are being made in homes, and various of the restaurants that are still open everywhere Are you willing to pay extra for a piece of bacon the way you pay extra for guacamole? Will America's diners offer more L and T and less B going forward? Some consumers may not find the price difference in their pocketbooks, but for a lot of families, that strip of bacon that used to represent a cheap, simple pleasure is sadly morphing into a luxury item that's harder to afford. So that's our political take on things at the moment here in Massachusetts. Maura Healey announced that she would run for the seat of governor as a Democrat, and not too surprisingly, managed to corral from a Thursday to today something like $222,000 in additional donations after saying that she already had a $3.7 million war chest. So, yes, I'm with those folks who think that Healey may well turn out to be a candidate to watch. We're going to hear one more from Joe Bonamassa and then get back to some of the interludes from A Love Supreme by John Coltrane.
Thank you. I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Well, we heard John Coltrane from a Love Supreme live in Seattle, Interlude 3 and Interlude 4. And before that, Joe Bonamassa gave us questions and answers. And I did mention Rhiannon Giddens, so it seemed appropriate that we play something from her latest release with Francesco Teresi, They're Calling Me Home.
When I was in my prime, I flourished like a heart of mine, that stole the heart of mine. The gardener standing by, three choices he offered me. I refused all three, which I refused all three. The pink's no flower at all, for it fades away. And the willow tree shall we? And the willow tree shall whine. I wish I was in the young man's arms that stole the heart of mine, that stole the heart.
This is one of those classic folk songs, but this particular arrangement is just gorgeous. You hear the multi-tracking going on. Rhiannon Giddens did the vocals and played octave viola. And Francesco Teresi did that remarkable cello underline, and also you hear the banjo there. It's just an absolutely gorgeous album, probably one of the finest I've ever heard produced in lockdown. It probably helped that they were in Ireland and were also able to call on various artist friends of theirs. So without further ado, let's actually hear a couple pieces more. This is Waterbound.
Waterbound and I can't get home down in North Carolina. bound and I can't get home down in North Carolina. Water bound and I can't get home. Water bound and I can't get home. Water bound and I can't get home down in North Carolina.
Great piece there. She takes a traditional blues and name checks her a native in North Carolina, and definitely gets you right into the mood for singing along. We're going to play the last two tracks, and I have a feeling Ed Buechert is getting ready to do another plastic sushi, strawberries of the gods. Yes, Mr. Buechert will be right there waiting to go. And we'll hear Nena Nena and Amazing Grace.
Nena, 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 lu pasarielo in talavena. Si nun lu va para tutta la vena sadda magna. Si nun lu va para tutta la vena sadda magna. Lizze, lizze, lizzi, lumucca tu racqua tu pizzi. Mucca tu rareca, ma tu luzzi, tu mio s'innamorato. Mucca tu rareca, ma tu luzzi, tu mio s'innamorato. Rena, 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 vitici aria catena. Viticaria capigliata mora quando sammaritata. Viticaria capigliata mora quando sammaritata. Oia, oia, Elia, tu non sai ce tengo io. Io tengo na uccello, sì, lu viti quanto è bello. Io tengo na uccello, sì, lu viti quanto è bello. Ore, 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 mode le celu su natore. Vedda me adescurrano, veni qua e dammi la mano. Vedda me adescurrano, veni qua e dammi la mano.